So this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 137. I'm gonna share my screen. And someone can just let me know when that comes through.
Can I see it?
Great, thanks Sebastian. So, am I looking at the right Sprint? I think I may not be. There we go. I'm at the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 138. Sorry about that. So for this sprint, we were working on making the test more stable and allowing easier role assignments based on other users. The sprint spirit animal was a giraffe, a Melman. Is that a kind of giraffe?
No, that's the giraffe from the Ice Age, I believe.
Oh, okay.
From the Madagascar.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm showing my lack of knowledge of those movies. All right, Bellin, fair enough. Anyways, in this sprint, the team was able to get through 24 story points, spread across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9 issues. Well done. I looked at Sonar earlier, and I didn't see any errors, but let me just refresh. I think that everything is still okay. Doing a quick glance. Yeah. It looks like everything's good. So let me pass it off to whomever's going to get us started in doing this showcase.
Okay, so maybe I can start with just summarizing what we have been working on during the previous sprint, and I will share my screen shortly. Okay, you should be able to see it now.
Yep.
So the sprint goal for the sprint was to make the tests more stable and to introduce a small configuration improvement. So this will be the only small feature that we'll be delivering for release 3.8. And we have managed to do that. We'll be showcasing that today. As for the first part of the sprint goal, making tests more stable, I'm on the edge whether we want to qualify that as completed or not. We have definitely managed to get rid of some of the problems that were occurring in the tests, but I think there is still quite some work that we need to do. And this is especially in the ticket, investigate bad gateway at performance tests. And I wouldn't say that this ticket is completely up to date, as bad gateway is not the only problem with the performance test that is occurring there. I think that it will be a good task for the code freeze during the regression testing. So after we run out of tests to execute, of test cases to execute, it will be a good time for someone to maybe look at one of the problems that there are still at performance tests. And I think that's for the summary for this sprint. I will be also showcasing tickets from the previous sprint, since we didn't have a showcase 2 weeks ago. And that sprint was mainly around the performance improvements. We'll be showing some numbers, some places that we have managed to improve in terms of performance. But I will start with the only ticket that I have in the DOM column. And this is about not being able to access superset reports. So this unfortunately came up like 2 weeks ago. It turned out that the deployment build to the reporting stack wasn't working at all. The problem was that the instance that runs the trans superset and NiFi ran out of disk space. I taken a look a little bit on what's happening there, and it turned out that the old Docker images aren't cleared at all on that instance. So it was storing everything that was built since like several months back. I have updated our deployment scripts to always clear the old images. And the deployment build was working properly then. We can have a quick look at the Jenkins. And so here is the deployment to reporting to UAT. As you can see, it's green. But unfortunately, that wasn't the only problem with reporting. Once the deployment build was working, it turned out that that superset doesn't want to start properly. And we have discovered that the issue was in the superset patchup repository. That is the repository that that resides on the ONR repository. And the problem was that they had a dependency on superset, but that dependency was not versioned. And since it wasn't versioned, it was always referring to the latest available version of superset. And that meant we ended up having two versions of superset downloaded in our reporting stack. And this wasn't a problem until recently, since superset changed their package name. It's no longer named superset, it's named Apache superset. So I think this is that rename is what started causing the problems on our side. I think previously we just somehow overridden the version that was downloaded from the superset patchup with our versioned superset. But since they changed the name, it was no longer getting overridden. Instead, the two versions were living on our side. But anyways, that problem was resolved as well. There was some quiet investigation on what's happening there, but we have managed to find the solution to that, and the reports are back here on UAT. So that's it for the update from my side, and I will hand it over to Paulina.
Okay. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so today I will show you the three tickets that I've done during the last two sprints. Let me start from the ticket from the previous sprint about fixing performance of requisition update. After the latest release, it was not very easy to notice that the requisition update was slower than before. For example, updating the requisition for essential mess program took about 80 seconds. The reason for this was that there is a necessity to fetch order labels and FTAPs each time we update the requisition. So I decided to focus on the query to fetch FTAPs. And I noticed that there was one query to join several tables just in order to check whether the program order label is active. This query was very inefficient, and apart from that, seemed to be opposite to what we wanted, because we wanted to be able to get the FTAP by ID and its version, regardless of the fact whether its program order label is active or not. So I removed these joins, and apart from this step, I also changed the native query to criteria query, and these two actions made some good progress on the performance. So let's look into the results of the profilers. So before the get approved products took about over 64 seconds, and now it's about 20 seconds, making the whole requisition update endpoint lasting about 30 seconds, while it used to last about 80, as I mentioned before. Before the changes, performance test to get 9,000 FTAPS took about 30 seconds and now it takes about 20 seconds. So the progress is noticeable. And do you have any questions about this ticket?
That's a very good performance improvements there. I'm just curious, what are our expectations for how quickly these things should run? I'm thinking like the fact that a lot of these things take many seconds is still kind of concerning. Granted, I understand it's a lot of individual records. I'm just curious, like, are there other things that we could do to be able to lessen the overall load, or are we not concerned because most of the time it'll be many, many fewer FTAPs?
Well, that's a question that we need to answer as OpenMIS, right? I think given how many products our current implementations have, which is way less than we have on the UAT and that we are testing against, I think if some actions take several seconds for like 10,000 products, that's within the acceptable range. I think our current implementation that has the most products is Malawi, and they manage around 2,000, which is five times less than we are testing against. They have plans to expand their product base, but it's also within the 10,000 products that we are testing. I think they are planning to expand to around 5,000 or 6,000. So that still would be less time than what we are seeing here and what they would be experiencing. So I would say what we currently have seems to be acceptable. Whether we still want to focus on the performance improvements, I guess it can be a discussion that we can have.
Okay. I wonder if for the purposes of going forward, like what we're showing now, this is fine. But I'm thinking in the future, it might be helpful to look at the performance characteristics of the normal use case, and as well as perhaps this really let's say really demanding use cases, so that we can see, does this actually have an impact in the everyday, everybody's everyday use of the system, or is it just going to impact the system when it's under heavy load?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are saying about maybe testing. Testing on something that is closer to maybe what our implementations currently look like.
Yeah, I'm because it's hard for me looking at these figures to be able to tell, is this actually going to make a difference for the normal use of the system, or is it only going to make a difference when you're using tons and tons and tons of FTAPs?
Yeah. So the improvements were made to the retrieval of the orderables and approved products in general. So the improvement will be there no matter how many products there are. But yeah, I think it makes sense that maybe we have like another program that would have like a more standard amount of products. And I think that the performance test that we are doing during the regression testing phase, during the release candidate phase, this is also something that will reflect on this.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that this is probably connected to that long running epic related to improving demo data?
Yeah, it could be. Although I think that just introducing that another program with a different number of products, that would be a very quick thing to do that we could do even outside of the setting.
Okay.
Okay, so I think that I can show another two tickets that I completed during this sprint, and maybe I will start from this little feature to be able to assign roles based on another user's roles. So I will switch to our application. So if I enter the user's roles, there is the new button to import roles. And after clicking on it, I have a model where I can select a user. I can scroll to find a user, or I can type a username, like for example, Divo. And after clicking import roles, then I can see that it's just a one click to have all these roles. So this is how this new little feature looks like. Do you have questions according to this one?
The functionality is great. I do find the wording of that button not particularly clear. I wish it said like clone roles or something like that. But
copy roles?
Clone or clone user roles. It's not something that was, at least from my perspective, more indicative of what it's actually doing. But that's a small thing.
Yeah, I have talked a little bit with our UX about this. And she mentioned that if we name it copy roles, it may be unclear whether we are copying from someone else's roles or whether we are copying the roles of this particular user that we are currently seeing.
Yeah.
So she said that maybe it's better to name it import rather than copy or clone.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a small thing. I think the functionality is great. So good job.
Okay. So another issue that I completed was this bug reported by Malawi. So a user wasn't able to submit a physical inventory when there was more than one page with products. So we do not support caching on physical inventory as we do in requisition. So if a user doesn't click a save button, then the values are lost when switching to another page. So now we introduced this auto-saving on a page change, and it seems to be working. So I will just show you that the values are still there and it works as expected. So I prepared a draft with already such an amount of products that we have two pages. So I will just add some values and switch to another page. Go back to the first page. And I can see that the values are saved. They don't disappear, and the user can submit a physical inventory. Of course, when all the values are entered. So that would be everything from me. Do you also have any questions to this one? If not, then I can stop sharing and let somebody else to showcase. Thank you. Who will be next?
Mm-hmm. I can go if no ladies on floor. So, second. Correct. So I'm on. So in the last two sprints, I managed to finish four tickets, and I will start with the first one. So this one was about improving performance of get orderables endpoint, and this is something we talked very briefly, like 2 short weeks ago. So the issue was that when retrieving a date to be used with the scenes header, we were running for the whole set of orderables. That was taking a lot of time, almost or about half of the time that the whole endpoint was taking. And it was about 12 seconds. Okay. So I changed the order, so it only it was only querying for the last modified date of one orderable, so it was one field instead of the whole set of orderables. And now this query is taking about 200 milliseconds, or less than 200 milliseconds as stated in acceptance criteria in the ticket. So here are profile results that I ran a few times when the ticket was being assessed, let me say that. And yeah, so that's small victory for us in terms of performance. So instead of around 12 seconds, we are now taking, it's only taking us about 200 milliseconds to get this last updated date. And it's being used in two endpoints, get orderables and also post orderables search. All right, so does anyone have any questions regarding the ticket? So the next one. The next ticket was about not user not being able to use batch approval when the price the pack column was hidden. And I will just demonstrate how it works now and how it used to work before. So there were a few fields that were being taken from reference data series. And one of them was price per pack. All right, so this field is unselected now. So so this is exactly what we needed. Now let's go to the requisition. We will create one. Just an exemplar, just an example requisition to test the functionality.
something is wrong on the first page. For the sake of testing, what approval you could choose a program that doesn't have 10,000 other labels.
Oh, that's
it could be faster.
That's a good point, yes. So in the meantime, while we wait for the program to process, I may talk about the performance test for requisition workflow. And this is a ticket that cost me, I think, all of us some headache because we encountered quite a few issues with performance tests, not only for requisition, but also for more services. And in terms of the sprint goal, which was to improve the stability of the tests, I think that we can call it down as for the last 10 builds and one failed. And that was not necessarily connected with the test itself, but with more errors that we are encountering right now. Like, for example, mentioned by Sebastian, internal server errors like bad gateway. So yes, to fix this, we were working on Dino data to add some data to the files. Also, those price per pack ticket that I was just discussing was part of, I mean, that was also causing an error which made one of the test scenarios not pass. And after some work, we moved it to down and we created a ticket for unknown host error, which is also a server complaint issue. So back to the price of flag. Should we be just refresh and go with another program?
I think that will be faster.
So, move on this time. Transfer pack is selected. Good. Now I will take the just authorized position and some previous one. Let's read them both and approve them. Sorry. So previously on this page there was an error, but also if a user wanted to synchronize them with the server. And the fourth tick would be does anyone have any questions about those three issues? If not, then the fourth ticket was about the user not being able to add non-full supply products for essential max programs. So we have to go back to the program after all. So, yeah. Yep, this is Mark, this is non-full supply top. Position create authorize. Right. Now, at this stage, when the user was clicking the button add product, nothing was happening except for an error occurring in Chrome console. Now those products can be added. So yeah, those are the four tickets that I managed to finish during the last sprint. And there's also a fifth one, but it's in QA stage. So, if there are no questions, then the next person can pick up.
Okay, so I will be the last one. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So first ticket I have to show today is ticket about making functional tests green again. And as a scope of this ticket, I've added a few pauses before some actions on the UI. Because some actions are slower than functional tests want, and some seconds more make the test pass. And for now, it's failing because I've restored two tests in the scope of another ticket to be able to verify something else. But you have to believe me that when I was moving this ticket to Dan, there was 15 or something green dots.
So I missed what's currently failing with the functional tests.
Currently, two tests. One with emergency requisition and one for submitting a regular requisition. This about submitting regular requisition fails because of open popover, and in the test we can see that element fade is still visible, and it's that the button it's not clickable, I think. So it is real issue, not a problem at in functional tests. And the second one is about going to non-full supply pay tab from full supply tab, and after moving to the non-full supply products, the data are lost from the full supply. But I never saw it in on my computer, so I don't know whether it's a real issue or something in our functional tests.
Okay, that this is something that we'll need to investigate before releasing anyways.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, so the second ticket is about losing data after going to the second page on the requisition product grid. And as a scope of this ticket, I've added a new option to the pagination component, which allows us to provide some function to be called before changing page. And I use it on the product grid to cache requisition before changing the page. And this issue was reported by Malawi users, and in the core, only once Joanna was able to reproduce this issue, but not anymore. I never saw it on my computer, so. We are not, we have to verify it with Malawi users, I think. Any questions about this ticket?
No questions.
Yeah, I wanted to add that what we have done as a scope of this ticket was, I think, improving the performance of some of the things. And we have also added kind of like a safe check. So one thing that we have managed to verify with Malawi was that probably the requisition is somehow removed from the cache. So as a security check, we have added additional save to cache on page change. So now when someone attempts to change a page, it should be preceded with additional save to the cache, and hopefully that resolves the problem for Malawi. But as I mentioned on the grooming call yesterday, we should notify Malawi as soon as we release RC1 and just have them verify this.
Okay, and the last ticket was about N+1 issue. And in this ticket, I've rewrite the query to use criteria query and also retrieve order labels in the bulk of 500, and it caused the performance improvement like you can see. So previously order labels search repository in repository takes took 15 seconds, and now it takes about 5 seconds. And whole request for order labels search for 10,000 order labels by identities takes 15 seconds. So whole request previously whole request took the same amount of time, like now only retrieving order labels from the database. Like all the other side.
It's faster, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
It's definitely 3 times faster. 3 or more? Yeah. And any questions to this ticket? Okay, so that's it from my side.
Okay, so that's everyone on our side.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I don't think we have anything else on my end. So we're going to be getting started with the testing starting tomorrow, or is there a couple of issues that are left to be fixed before we can start doing
it? Yeah, so this is what I am thinking about. The only remaining piece is this one ticket in the QA column currently. Mm-hmm. And then I am thinking about those two things that we are seeing in the functional test. I wonder whether it makes more sense to first release RC1 and start testing and in the same time verify what's happening with the functional tests, or whether we should first verify what's happening with functional tests and then release RC1. Do you have any opinions, Wes?
I think I would prefer to get these issues resolved first before starting with before creating the RC1. Did I understand you correctly?
I'm sorry?
I wasn't quite sure if I understood what your question was.
So I was wondering whether we should wait with releasing RC1 until we have figured out what's wrong with the functional tests.
Yes, I would prefer to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, I would say if we get to the end of tomorrow and we still don't know, well, first of all, something's probably wrong. We should be able to figure out within a day why something isn't working. But if we get to that situation, let's revisit that question.
Okay, that makes sense.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.